Ribble FM. I'm Chris Moyles. Hello. If you've been listening to the show all night tonight, or if you're listening earlier, you have heard my plea for gorgeous, attractive women to come into the studio in their underwear. And lots of people said they would, and nothing so far. Apart from two ropey 14-year-olds, but that's completely out of the question. I'm sorry. Oh, no, 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 no. I like this job. I don't want to live in a jail. Besides, they're ugly. But a girl called Ruth did phone up, and she said, yeah, I'll come round in my underwear, and here she is.
Hello, Chris.
See, it's a real person, and it's a woman, and she's not ugly either. She looks a bit like, she looks a bit like someone famous. She looks like the woman off that show about the priest and the woman where, the girl off Goodnight Sweetheart, that one. So it's a bit like her.
Don't know who she is.
You do. The Ballykiss Angel, the woman in Ballykiss Angel is who you look like.
Thank you.
Anyway, that's all the small talk. So you've got your underwear under, because like, she's very clever, because she's come very smartly dressed. She's got a lovely little jacket on, she's got long boots on. So I would never know that she was naked, which is a shame. Well, you're not naked, are you?
Very sexy.
Describe
underwear.
What you have on underneath, just to kind of tease me.
Well, I have on a PVC basque.
Oh, man. Yeah, go on.
And attached to it are suspenders.
Oh, what a job this is, ladies and gentlemen. Look at me, I'm on Capital FM in London, and I've got a woman describing to me what she's wearing underneath the clothes.
Which hold up lacy stuff.
Okay, I just don't, just because there'll be men at the moment driving who just have to pull over and grab that sponge for cleaning the windows with. I know it's going to happen. So listen, so now, are you gonna show us?
No.
Why? No, that's the deal.
Well, you can see I've come here naked.
Well, no, I haven't seen you yet.
Well,
you've got clothes
underwear.
On and you're very neat and tidy. So, come on.
Well, I've done my part of the deal.
But I haven't seen you in your underwear.
That wasn't part of the deal. It was just to come here in my underwear, not to expose myself in it.
That was the one flaw in the deal. Yes, I'll give you that. But now you're here, you know, you may as well.
What do I get?
Well, you know, whatever you want, you know. So, if you show me yours, and I'll show you mine. That's that. There you go.
Will you, get your cats off then?
No, I'm not taking my trousers down. That's not fair at all. That's not the deal.
Well, if you said you'll show me yours for me to show you mine.
Wait, so you want me to take my trousers down,
yeah,
and then you'll show me?
If you take yours down, I'll take mine down. Well, my jacket off.
Okay, right, well, that's a fair deal. You ready?
Okay.
Okay, hang on, just to make sure that the button at the front. Okay, are ready? They're very horrible because they're Christmassy.
I'll get a good look here.
Now, can I cover myself up with my jumper?
No, right off, and the boxers. And
no,
the boxers
I'm not
too.
Taking my boxer shorts off.
And the boxers, oh yes.
No.
Oh yes.
No. No.
Show your manhood.
There, look, that's all you're going to get. Don't laugh, that's not fair. Okay, so I've done that now.
It looks delightful.
Are you going to show me yours now after
I
all that?
I think it's only fair that I should refrain.
No, that's not fair. I'm standing here with my kecks around my ankles. Are you going to do it or not?
No.
No, that's not fair. No, that's not fair.
You got all you deserve for being a bad boy.
Damn.